Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it a good taste all night.
Ooh-wee.
God damn it, what's up? I hope you guys can hear me. I got started late because I got some goddamn technical difficulties going, and I do not see my phone number up. But I'm just going to keep talking right now. Let me see if I could get you right here, bruh. I'm just going to see if you could hear me, and I hope you got – goddamn, this is crazy. Somebody hit me on Facebook, please. And let me know if you can hear me or not, because something is not going right here. And I don't fucking know what it is. So let me – there it is. There it is. You guys can hear me now, right? Hey, 732, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, 732. Well, I can definitely hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good, you guys. I'm sorry about all this bullshit, man. You know, I'm going through a lot of shit, man, but it's cool. Look, I'm trying to put you back in the fucking trying good. But Blog Talk website is slow at the minute. Good, that's letting me know something, because it is slow, man, because I'm still trying to get bro off the line. And, well, anyway, you guys, this is my show. My motherfucking down and dirty show. Shit I be doing with y'all. I'm really and truly moving full speed ahead with this motherfucking course. The group. The group is so dope right now. It's only about 20 or 25 people in it, but more than that. It's very, very serious. I mean, you know, my confidence courses and my coaching are the truth, and both of them have taken off. But what's really going to take off is when the guys in the group get to telling you motherfuckers what we're going to be talking about. Well, I just want to check one motherfucking thing. 347, you can hear me, right?
Loud and motherfucking clear.
All right, brother, thanks. Appreciate it. Hey, so what I really want to talk about initially is my what I'm doing, you know, what I'm doing with my course and shit. See, what you guys don't really understand is that I ain't on Facebook like all these motherfuckers are. I could give a fuck about YouTube. I mean, I ain't trying to get no damn YouTube views. You know, the little shit me and Simple been going through, people think I'm jealous of Simple because he got a bunch of views. I don't mind getting money from that, but that ain't what I'm trying to do. I am about to embark on what I'm trying to do. I have a master's. I have a bachelor's, and it's in teaching and learning with technology. And I'm about to really get into a situation to where I could really blossom, because that group is going to have a bunch of motherfuckers that got real game from my course, because that's what that goddamn course is really giving you. Of course, it's telling you a lot of things to do and a lot of ways to be, but what it's actually doing is giving you all the game wrapped in a condensed little course, everything that I went through in the streets, every kind of thought process that a motherfucker that's trying to have some will go through. That's what that course gives you. And unless I had those kind of motherfuckers, I could never teach them, because I can't. You see how long it's been since I had the course. You know, I can't reach enough motherfuckers. But now that I see you, 616, I'm coming at you. Now that I have enough motherfuckers, I could go into what I really want to do, and that's be a motherfucking educator. And that's why when you get in that damn group and you look at it, it ain't set up like no damn group. It's set up almost like a classroom, and I'm not through setting it up. And when it gets set up, you watch and see there's going to be things you're doing that's going to propel you into a future that you didn't believe or you didn't even think you had coming to you. And you're going to thank me. I'm going to show you how to be a strong motherfucker and at the same time a courteous motherfucker. But more than anything is the word motherfucker. That's what you're going to be. Now, 616, what's up, bro? What's taking this fucking thing? Man, I hate this shit. I'm sorry, man. It's taking hella long to pick you. Fuck. This is great. Hey, 616, I'm trying to get you on, but my computer is just fucking, what the fuck is going on? Hold on, you guys, 1 second. Okay, let's try that again. There you go. I'm sorry, bro. You there?
Mr. Bitter Dose?
Yes, sir. What's
happening?
Can
you hear me?
I got you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I just got the confidence course a couple weeks ago. I'm in part two of part 1.0 right now. I just bought a few tools. Yeah, and I'm ready to get in a Council of Extraordinary Men.
Okay, well, bro, you can't do that on the you can't do that on
the air. I know that. I know I got to go through Facebook, but I ain't got no Facebook page. I just started a Facebook page, and I got
well,
to.
Well, wait, listen,
wait.
You don't necessarily need a Facebook page, but it's best to have one. But you got to be on the doggone internet and shit and fucking with Facebook because it's a Facebook group.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm setting up my Facebook page now.
Well, set it on up, man. It's easy to do. And then you got to look on my page, John Dixon, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. You got to look on my page. And then I might put it up there again after the show. But there's a link that you need to click on so that you can ask me to send you a request. And when I send you a request, it's going to come to your Facebook page. So, you know, once you accept the request, well, you can't even get in unless you answer them questions. So there's going to be questions that you need. It's three questions. You guys, there's three questions that you got to answer. If you don't answer it, you ain't getting in the group. You can't do.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got no problem asking the question.
No, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I still got you on the line. I'm not talking to you, brother.
Okay,
are you through, man?
Yeah, I did have one scenario I want to kick it with you about.
Okay, but hold on 1 second, then. Let me say this. Then we can kick it about your scenario. Hey, you guys, this is what you got to understand. You can't do what you want to do and get in this group. You can only do what will allow you to get in the group. And if you want to not read and you want to not do something, then you want to not get in the group. You ain't got to pay for shit. You just got to follow instructions. The only requirement is that you have the full course. And the reason for that is I told everybody when I damn shit that I had a university that I wanted to start, and that this course is going to give you guys the pre-information that you need to really get with this university. But what I ran into was so many motherfuckers needing, you know, this confidence thing that I got on that more than I was on the school. But I needed to do that because now I have thousands of dudes that has taken this damn course. And what I'm saying is I have thousands of dudes that can and will get with this doggone group. But those dudes would be giving me headaches if they didn't take the course. See, they took the course, and the course allows them to think a certain way now, even though They're going to need what we're doing in this master's program to master what I'm saying. Because the master of the game is the motherfucker that don't think about the game. See, that's what we're going to learn to do in motherfucking in the group. Now, what's your scenario, bro?
The key to being chicken shit. I just had a scenario with a little bitch. I was walking down the street, and she just got out of pocket and just got out of hand with me for no reason. And I just went postal and I checked her real good and set her straight and calmed her down and quieted her up. But my thing is, I don't get chicken shit unless I get really upset. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh, do you know what chicken shit is? No, you don't.
Yeah, not giving them.
No, you
want.
Don't. No, no, no. That's not what chicken shit is.
Okay.
See, the thing about me, and which is what my group is going to really see, but you guys can see it too. I don't use words just to use them. And if you don't know what the word that's being used mean, you're going to miss the whole point of the conversation. Chicken shit is doing whatever the fuck you think should be done without giving a fuck about what some motherfucker think about it.
And that's
period.
How I was.
Yeah,
but
it ain't got nothing to do it ain't got nothing to do with no bitch. Listen to what I'm saying. You know, chicken shit is a mentality, and chicken shit is not being mean. Chicken shit is not being cold. Chicken shit is simply doing what the fuck you think should be done and not giving a fuck about who could get ran over by it. Now, you know, in the case of dealing with a bitch, it might mean that particular scenario you brought up. Excuse me. Now, I can see it meaning that particular scenario, so I'm not saying that particular scenario that you're bringing up ain't shit. I'm saying, by the way you brought that scenario up, it let me know you don't know what chicken shit is. So what I'm going to ask you, when you be honest, just let me know. Did my explaining chicken shit or clarifying what I think chicken shit is to you, did that clarify anything to you about being chicken shit?
Yeah, just not giving a fuck what people think or what they perceive notions are of you and what you're doing. You doing what you want to
okay,
do.
Okay, but what I'm asking you, did me telling you what chicken shit really mean, did it clear in your mind what chicken shit is?
Yeah, it let me know I was on the right track.
You was on the right path, but you
right,
was
on the right
instead
path.
Of you was on the right path, but you was gonna be veering off because of the way you perceive what chicken shit is. It would
okay.
limit you. You know, if
okay.
you see chicken shit the way I'm trying to explain it to you, it will never limit you. It will always allow you to do what you think is the right thing. Then, of course, once you're like that, once you're chicken shit, you're going to start thinking about being a good person. Yeah, you ain't going to believe this, but you do. Because you always say, fuck this and fuck people and fuck them, you know. So you really and truly are looking for the person to be good to and the person to, you know, help out or whatever. Because you already know, fuck everybody. So if you think like that and you let that rule you, then that's the way your life is going to be. So you got to understand. I ain't going to go into this. That's the kind of shit we go into in the group. See, what I'm saying is, I'm going to explain the game and how to use the game instead of the game use you. See, because everybody that got all this goddamn shit they got from the course don't realize that the game that they learned is using them. That's why they got to get in this master's group. And normally, a motherfucker would be trying to make you pay to get in this group, right? Come on, man.
Right.
I ain't trying to make no motherfucker pay. You already paid. You believed in yourself enough to buy the goddamn course. Now you're going to start getting blessed with the consequences of believing in yourself. And this is the first of many. You're going to get to actually go through a master's program to where you really learn the key to what this goddamn shit is you learn. Because all you really, I got like 5,500 motherfuckers now. And all they really did was learn some shit. They did learn it, but they don't know what they really learned. And they don't really know how to use what they really learned because they don't really know how to think about what they really learned. I couldn't have no class like this and start talking about all this shit I'm talking, and motherfuckers don't even know how to think about, you know, they ain't going to know what I'm talking about, and they damn sure ain't going to know how to think. So I would be wasting all my energy. That's why I'm only now starting my damn group, because there's enough motherfuckers that got common sense now, which they don't actually realize. Hey, let me ask you something, bro. You know what the word game mean, or you have a meaning of the word, a definition of the word game, don't you?
Yeah, the definition I got of it is just uncommon knowledge. You know what I mean?
I will go with that. I would have never said that, but now that you said that, I'll go with that, uncommon knowledge. But game is something that you know to do. And it's a field that you know to do it in. Otherwise, if it's a, you know, talking to bitches, you got that game. So what I'm saying is, the only thing that's important, the only fucking thing that's important is for you to be able to execute that game that you talking about. So here we are
right,
talking about, you know, catching bitches. That's the only thing really important. And I'm not saying that's the only thing important in life, but if catching bitches is important, you got to put everything else in perspective. That's why you got to get yourself together. That's why you got to get your surroundings together. That's why you got to get you don't have to do all this before you go fuck with bitches, but it's best to do all this, you know, to make sure when you catch a bitch, you'll be able to fuck with her, because it plays on your mentality if you're not in pocket. You know that your shit ain't right when you get home. You know that you ain't really got, you know, good furniture or whatever because of whatever reason. So when you talking to the broad, you know, you see you getting her to get ready to come to your house, but you don't really mash because you know your house fucked up. You know, so you don't want her to see that shit. So I'm saying to be a nigga like, well, not to be a nigga like me, but to be an alpha motherfucker, you got to think of that shit. So to the best of your ability, don't get me wrong, you ain't got to go spend no hell of money and buy some furniture and all that goddamn shit. All you got to do is have whatever the fuck you do have neat. You got to have that shit neat, and you got to have that shit ready to receive company. It doesn't matter if you got money or not. So it's not about the furniture or the type of furniture. It's about how you care about your surroundings, and you show that. And as a matter of fact, the broker you are and you be neat, the more bitch you gonna catch because they like it. You a broke ass motherfucker and you bring this bitch home and you serve her a meal and you got a motherfucking dining tray. Shit, she used to a motherfucker just throwing the shit on her knees, you know what I'm saying, and you know, just letting her eat off her knees, you know. No, man, you got
right,
cause quality.
Right, because it ain't about the money all the time. It's about how strong your game is.
It's about the quality. No, it's not about the strong, which what I'm finna say results in strength, but it's not about how strong it is. It's about the quality. It's about the quality you show her. You know, you got to show her the quality. Otherwise, do you know what I mean when I say motherfuckers give her food and she could eat it off her knees? You know what that means?
They putting her on a pedestal, kissing her ass.
No. That means that the bitch ain't got nowhere to sit. This dude ain't got no dining room. I mean, what kind of shit is that?
Okay.
So what I'm saying is,
okay,
if you don't have a dining room, you ought to have a set of dining trays, so that when some bitch come over to eat, you can pull that tray out and pop it on her motherfucking ass and set it in front of her. This game, this how you catch. This how you show a bitch you way ahead of the curve. When you say, oh, yeah, baby, you know, excuse my house, I ain't got no, you know, kitchen room, so when you give her the food, she eat off her knee, she good with that. She good that she get to eat. but she ain't good like she would be if you had a motherfucking dinner tray with some matching silverware and you set that goddamn shit up with the proper napkin. And you live in the hood with some goddamn rats and roaches running through your crib. I'm saying this is how you're supposed to think, and this is how you're supposed to be. You know, you're supposed to be this way. So, let me just say this. You got anything else, bro? Because this is some good shit.
Yeah, it is some good shit. I'm going to let you go on and put me back. I just wanted to answer a question you had asked when I first started listening to your show, the Down and Dirty and Ass Rosebud show. You used to ask what makes a lion a lion.
What?
And it's in his nature to be a lion.
His genes.
Right. It's in his gene pool. It's in his nature.
Okay, but check this out. It's in your nature, your genes, to be a man. But what if, as you grow up, people are keeping you from it, which is hurting you? People are doing everything that they think is helping you, but this shit is hurting you because it's not letting you do what a lion is naturally going to do. Otherwise, the lion, it is natural for this lion. It does, this lion does feed off of his DNA, but his brothers and sisters and his father and his mother, they ain't finna deviate from the DNA. So if that punk motherfucker don't chase at the right time, he gonna starve and die. Mm-hmm. See, that's why a lion is a lion. Because a lion must be what he is. And he is king, which means he go accomplish what he's trying to accomplish. And the cool part about a lion is he don't do no hunting. Did you know that, man?
Yeah, don't the female cub do the hunting?
You goddamn cub my ass. The females in the goddamn pride do the hunting. They chase down the food. They kill that motherfucker. And let's say it's a big old ass elephant, and, you know, they didn't caught it, but they can't kill it. Then they got that motherfucker down. Then the lion come in and put that final chomp on his ass and kill him. But even if they, let's say them female lions killed that motherfucker, and the male lion is a mile away because it was a long chase, them motherfuckers ain't fucking with that shit until that motherfucking lion come eat. And then when that lion eat and he kind of back away after he tore his first piece of meat off, now the rest of them motherfuckers can eat, but they gonna eat in order. They gonna definitely crowd the motherfucking carcass, but they gonna let whoever is on top have choice positions as far as the body of the carcass, because everything has an order. And that's why if you don't have no order, you're in disorder. And how can you win? And see, people want to think that I'm really angry, you know, and that I really, really have a problem, especially with this simple shit I was going through. But I want all of you that's listening to know, my only problem with Sinful was he told me he could roast me. I ain't got no problem with what he do, how he do it. But since he told me he could roast me, I was going to fucking bring up everything that I thought I didn't like about that motherfucker calling his ass out. And I keep telling you guys that all he had to do was show up. This shit would have been over. It wouldn't have been all this, but it's cool. You know, I ain't, like I told you before, I ain't got shit against nobody. But I am not going to let somebody try to front on me. I'm not going to let whoever the fuck you are, I ain't going to let your goddamn reputation mean shit to me. Your goddamn reputation ain't going to mean a goddamn thing to me. The only thing you could do is shut my motherfucking ass up or get shut up. Now, that's how I feel when it comes to, you know, standing up to some shit. So, you know, I just hate that people think I have something against Simple, because I don't. The niggas are, I respect any motherfucker that go out and get what he want. And that nigga doing it. So he going out and getting what he wants. So as far as that goes, shit, that nigga got all my love. But I'm talking about even my partner Shante. If that motherfucker says some punk shit to me, ask him what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm going to call his ass out, just like I did with that nigga. Because that's just me. I believe in this shit. You know, I ain't got no motherfucking brother and father and uncle and all that goddamn shit in the game that made me get in the game. I ain't had no motherfucker, you know, that I used to ride with, and he was some real pimp-ass motherfucker, and he thought I had it, and he gave it to me. No, I thought I had it, and I got my ass out there. I met all those motherfuckers I just mentioned, but they showed and turned me out. They showed and get me to go out there. I got me to go out there. My black ass said, nigga, I'm going to do this. And I did it. So, what I'm saying that for you. Oh, bro, you still on here? God damn it, man. I thought, bro, I thought I had put you back in. That bro said, yeah.
It was nice
hey,
fucking
hey,
to
okay. Hey, but you on here, so what I was saying is real, right?
Yeah. I can relate, and that's why I got down with the course, because I know in order to thrive, I want to take the game that you busting us with and just go to the stratosphere with it.
And, hey, let me tell you something, man. The only way you won't go to the stratosphere is stop trying to get there.
Okay.
You know it? All right, check it out. Let me get into my show tonight. This is going to be a dope show because I got dope shit to talk about. Because I'm a dope-ass motherfucking nigga. Before I became a pimp, I was a dope dealer. And I know how to sell shit. And I give a motherfucker a lot the first time. I give a motherfucker, you know, kind of a lot the second time. But you, hey, bro, I know you're still on there, but this is my goddamn computer. I don't know what's taking so long to get you off. But you know, think I'm talking directly to you, man. But any motherfucking way, what I am saying is I don't know what, you know, make this or that happen the way it happened. The only thing I know is what I want to happen. And the only thing I'm concerned with is that. See, the number one thing that, you know, you every one of you should get from me is that there is a hell of different ways to deal with one problem. See, and as long as you are, man, wait a minute, man, I got to do something, man, refresh this, because I still got you on, caller, and you should have been off a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And that just means my computer, I ain't got no old fucked up computer, man, I got a cool computer, six motherfucking gigs and shit, 8 would be better, but shit, I don't get this motherfucking shit, it's doing it again. Okay, so fuck it. Hey, caller, what I'm gonna have to ask you to do is just bear with me, man. You gonna fuck around and be in there on all my shit. So, matter of fact, you gonna be my guest co-host today, bro. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
All right, brother. So now I'm gonna refer to you now, since you gonna be the guest co-host. I'm gonna refer to you here and there. You know, I'm going to say, what you think, man? You know, and you're going to have to tell me something, all right?
Okay.
All right, now check this out. Not just you, everybody. Oh, my goodness, my whole page left. Are you still there, caller?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. So what I'm saying is, I know it's, you know, difficult for a lot of you motherfuckers to actually believe who you really can be. Not that you're not you. You are you. But did you know you could be the motherfucker that you be fantasizing about? Because let me tell you something. Let's say you do fantasize about whatever. There's plenty of motherfuckers in this world that don't fantasize about that shit. Why? Because they know it's out of their reach. And by you fantasizing about it, at least you want it. So, you have to understand what a lady killer is. And oh, fuck, this shit haven't came on yet. I guess I'm still good, but hold on 1 second. Okay, let's see what they do there. A lady killer. Hey, caller, do you know what a lady killer is? What do you think a lady killer is?
What do I think a lady killer is?
Yeah.
Somebody who, a man who just mash on bitches and get what he want. You know, he could be a pimp or he could be an alpha male. Just that male figure and just being dominant towards the bitch.
Hey, you do notice that I stopped you from saying shit. Because you saying the right shit, bro. Because that's what it is, man. You got, see, my thing, where I'm coming from, is we all got to understand what shit is. We can't, you guys, dudes, all of you, you got to stop faking. Words are important. Very fucking important. And you want to goddamn know what every word means when you're using that motherfucking word. So if they're not saying, come see the cat. Now, if somebody say that, you don't have to ask them, well, what do you mean? But if somebody say, man, I want you to check this out, and I want you to see, well, what the fuck do you mean, check this out? You don't got to ask them like that. But you got to want to know what this shit is. Because if you don't, you subject to get played. Call it look like my computer back right, so I'm going to see if I can put you back in. I guess
right.
Not. This motherfucker. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Well, it's still slow. I don't know what's happening. But anyway, hey, 347. Caller, you don't have to respond. Oh, you all good. 347, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to answer what a lady killer was to me, man. Basically, a lady killer to me is a nigga that get bitches. He know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. What to think, when to say, when to think, and how to think. You know, everything in his power and everything, you know, everything about bitches, how they think, how they move, and what they do. That's a lady killer to me.
Okay, that is a lady killer. But you know what you left out? Every bitch that see him knows he's a lady killer.
And that's right.
He don't fucking try to deny it. He don't try to hide it. But he don't flaunt it either. See, that's the fine line. Because if you flaunt it, you a show off and you'll turn motherfuckers off. If you try to hide it, you scary and you'll turn motherfuckers off. So it's a fine medium. And that's what my group is going to get these motherfuckers that's got my course. They know what you know, but they just like you. They sure don't know how to make what you just said work for them. I'm going to show them. I got so much goddamn game. I got wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's what game is. Wisdom, first of all, knowledge is, you got to have that. You know, knowledge is what you know. Wisdom is what you do with what you know, how you let people see what you know, how you let people understand what you know. And understanding is how you get motherfuckers to be able to talk about it because they see it and they doing it in their own way. That way, you pass it on, you pass it down. Just like the motherfuckers that run the 440 relay in sports. When Jesse Owens ran that motherfucker, they ran it, you know, fast as they could, a certain way. But over time, they learned how to pass the baton different. They learned how to, you know, make a mark where the motherfucker coming up to them before they take it. They learned all kind of shit that's going to increase that time, but they never lost the basics. Run around that motherfucker track and pass that baton as fast as you can. That's what that relay was from the very beginning in the 1600s. That's what it was. The reason it's like it is now is because times change. And things change. You know, things change, but shit like what we talking about don't. Otherwise, the Olympics was the Olympics in, I don't know, 400 or 500 years ago. And they still the Olympics now. Still supposed to mean what it means. But all of that bullshit don't mean the same shit now. You know, oh, this motherfucker country don't want to come because of that reason, blah, blah. None of that bullshit was going on when the motherfucking Olympics first started. It might have been going on some motherfucker didn't come because of whatever. But my point is that people like us, We can't get political. We can't be into none of that shit. We have to be neutral to all that bullshit. Because you know why? Ain't none of it going to affect us. Of course, it's going to affect your dollars. So you, maybe you want to vote this way or that way. But as far as being politically correct, we're politically correct naturally. Now, there are alpha motherfuckers that think they can ogle a bitch and touch her and all that shit. I'm not promoting none of that shit. But what I am promoting is believing that you deserve to do that. You know, your character puts you to where you deserve to have any woman you want. Now, there are, you know, stipulations, and you have to abide by them. But as long as you know you're worthy and you deserve that bitch, you can have that bitch. Because that's what I think. Man, I really deserve this motherfucker. And then, you know, because I ain't going to just say that. I might say, nigga, well, why you deserve her? You know, I'll be arguing with myself. That's the definition of a crazy motherfucker, ain't it, man? Uh-huh. Like, yeah, nigga, why you deserve her? Because I didn't took my motherfucking time to set me not this bitch right here in front of me. Shit, I'm getting at this bitch. And I just go at her. But I be going at her with the shit I didn't call myself. I don't give a fuck what a bitch think. And I hardly ever, I mean, I listen to her as far as enough to be able to say something. But I don't be paying no attention to them motherfuckers. Because if you do, you ain't no catcher. The only way you catch a bitch is her paying attention to you. You know, other than that, you ain't going to do nothing but buy her some drinks. And maybe a motherfucking TGIF meal. All right, man. You got anything else?
Oh, no, man. That's it, man.
All right, that was dope. Hey, you guys, let's get into tonight. Oh, God, bro. Hey, 347, I got you off, but this fucking computer of mine is going slow, so you still going to be
on. I'm going to go ahead and mute myself.
Oh, okay, bro, thanks. I mean, unless you motherfuckers, you know, rode the short bus, I mean, it should be obvious, you know, that I have clearly laid out a roadmap on how to motherfucking approach a woman and get all of her attention. Now, those of you that's followed me, you guys have heard me on many occasions live talking to a woman that called in for whatever reason. And maybe it's been six times, but I've always ended up with that bitch in the palm of my hands. I don't know that this is getting ready to happen. And even if I do know it's getting ready to happen because somebody says the bitch going to call in. I mean, even if I know that, I don't know what the bitch going to say. All I know is what the fuck I'm going to say. And let me tell you something, man. I listen to how that bitch voice sound, and I tell her age by her voice. And then I start listening to what she's saying. And I start listening to if her mind, what that does is let me see if her mind is actually where her age, as far as what I think it is. And if those matching, I'm coming at her like that. If otherwise, if I think she's 35, you know, and shit she's saying is like a bitch has been around the block 2-3 times, I'm coming at her like that. But I think of shit like that, so I'll know how to, you know, come up, man. I'm just saying, man, the motherfucking shit that I kick is real. Now, here's a question. If you want to garner all of a motherfucking woman's attention, how do you do it? How do a person, you, who've had enormously unsuccessful attempts at catching women, how can you change that? I mean, I know there's got to be, you know, one person out there who has actually taken what I say to heart and have taken the silent oath to himself and me that he's going to see if this shit Rosebud Talks really works. Man, I want to hear from you. In the meantime, I'm going to kick it with all these other motherfuckers about some important things that you should know. Do you know how important it is to have manners? Do you know what manners are? Shit, manners are just as important as the belief you have to live by. And we all know how important having a belief system is. First, we're going to talk about manners. Then we're going to go into what you believe in. See, when you out and you on the hunt, what do you depend on? Most of you depend on the conversation you think of having. But I asked you, why depend on a conversation to catch a woman? I mean, you got to understand this. And you motherfuckers that signed up for the group, you so lucky because I'm going to tell you about this. See, you don't depend on, I don't depend on no goddamn conversation to catch a motherfucking woman. I depend, oh shit, I can't go into that because some of you motherfuckers ain't in the group. This is shit we're going to talk about in the group, fellas. And you just got to understand. You don't depend on no conversation to catch a woman. I'm going to use all kind of shit when I get ready to catch a woman. But we'll talk about that in the – hey, Treon, I know you're still there. Make sure you mark this as a question so you could ask me, man. Why don't you depend on the conversation to catch a woman, Rosebud? Maybe you want to ask that question in the group, Treon, and we start a discussion about that. You see, women, they use everything when it comes to some dude that they want to fuck with and whatever they want to, whatever, I don't know, fuck you, whatever. But what I'm saying is they don't be scary. Women use whatever they know, the clothes they wearing, a look, a smile, a eye, a bat of the eye, or whatever. They use whatever they can use. And what you supposed to do and what you should have done was developed your wows. Because that's called feminine wows when a woman uses her bat of eyes or whatever. That's feminine wows. There's a such thing as masculine wows. And goddamn, Treon, I know you're on here, man. That's another one I want you to remember. Because, see, a lot of things I be dropping, man, you know, it's coming off the top of my head, man. But, you know, write this shit down, man, please. And hit me with it, man. I'm going to do something for you for doing it. But any motherfucking way, feminine wows is a motherfucker. See, if you don't know how to use masculine wows, feminine wiles is going to tie your ass up. So otherwise, you got to be able to counter what a woman does. And this means if I see a woman getting ready to sit down, and I'm near enough, I ain't going to just run across the damn room to do this, but I'm going to say, allow me, and you know, I'm going to pull the chair out, let her sit down. Even if she ain't wasn't with me, I ain't seen her, I ain't said it, I'm going to do that. And when she says thanks, I'm going to say my pleasure, ma'am. But I ain't going to say shit to her, even if she's fine as a motherfucker. I ain't saying shit. I'm going on my way with the knowledge that that bitch eyes is burning a hole in my back. And as I walk away, I know that I'm intriguing her motherfucking ass by my move. See, intrigue is something you got to know how to use to your advantage. And anything that leaves a woman to guess is intriguing to her. Because women got to know. They got to know what the fuck you talking about. They think they know it all any motherfucking way. And when you know, when they know where you coming from, you just not exciting to them. Excuse me. See, I know the woman that I just was polite to is wondering what kind of man I am, you know, because she's used to motherfuckers following that polite gesture and her, you know, non-inviting smile with a come on. See, coming on to that bitch would put her right in the position to forget all about how much of a gentleman I was. And it would get her on her rejection horse. I ain't trying to do all that. So I play my hand. I play my motherfucking hand. Now, if you was a motherfucker that had a hand, you would know that playing your hand keeps you sharp as a motherfucker, because as you play your hand and you see results happening in real time, it excites you. And then I'm a guy, I got to be excited. I just can't be doing something because I'm doing it. You know, it's there to do. No, I got to do something that's exciting. So I know coming on to that bitch will put her in a position to forget everything about me. What made her want to, you know, see me? What made her want to, as I walked away, wonder about me? All that shit is going to go away if I come on to that bitch. But doing it the way I'm talking about right now is going to leave her to wonder, you know, what I'm about. So what she going to do is pay attention to my every move while I'm in her sight. She's going to do that. That's what women do. And if you don't believe it, why don't you try some of the shit I'm saying so you can see if it's true. Period, man. I know this shit. And I also know without turning around to look at her, I got her fucking attention. And now that I got her goddamn attention, I'm going to ignore her motherfucking ass most of the night. And there's no way that bitch ain't coming in my vicinity at one point in the evening. Wherever we at, if we at a museum, wherever we at. Now, I know this motherfucking bitch ain't coming directly up to me. You know, mind not speaking to her after I was polite to her, just have her, you know, tripping a little. And she's, you know, a little apprehensive about fucking with me because she's not used to a motherfucker not following that type of gesture, following up that type of gesture with coming on to her. So this is a little cat and mouse game that women like to play, especially with dudes who let them. So if I do say something to her as she's coming in my vicinity, it's going to be something challenging to her because I don't want no friend. I ain't trying to have no goddamn friend to sit up and talk to me like your motherfucking ass going to be trying to do. So I'm going to say something when she get close to me. I'm going to say something like, goddamn, it took you that long to muster up enough nerve to come and see if you can feel the attraction that I have for you. I mean, I'm going to say some shit like that. And all I need is a smile. And I'm going to say some other slick shit. And let's say she go into the ladies' room. I'm going to say, when you come from the ladies' room, stop off here and let me, you know, whisper some precious things I'm thinking to you. She may or may not smile, but if she do, I know I'm just going to be really late. But she might not. She might recognize I'm coming on to her. Now, if you notice, manners got me a little action. But you don't have to display them. And if you don't, that's going to catch the motherfucking woman. See, I just have to know how to play my fucking hand. After she saw that I was courteous and all that shit, which kind of got her interested in me, now I told her I got something really I want to drop on her when she come out the living room. While she in there, all she doing is wondering how to walk past me without giving me action. I know this. So I see she on her way back from the ladies' room, and when she gets close to me, you know, it looks as if she's going to keep going. So what do? I step in front of her with a giant smile, and I ask that woman, you know, can you stop trying to look so goddamn fine and come over here so I can talk to you, and I'll make a gentlemanly gesture towards a seat. See, what I'm saying is the conversation is one thing. But when you have conversation with gestures and different things, otherwise something for that conversation to lead to right now as you're talking, otherwise this bitch, you know, she might not have really wanted to sit down. But if she didn't and I get her to, that's going to really play good for me. I'm not going to try to get her to if I see she don't want to sit down. But that's what's going to make her want to sit down. See, fellas, that's what the group is about, fucking making sure you don't act like you need this shit. Making sure you know that whatever you think, whenever you think it, however you think it, is going to be the right thing to think. And you have to learn how to do that.
because, you know, you have to be very confident, of course. But you have to have won quite a few things as far as when it comes to bitches. And that's all we fucking doing right now. Not right now, but that's all we doing in the fucking group is learning to not think about what we know. Just be out there. He just told us what he's going to do. Yeah, I did. But did I tell you how it was going to be done? Because there is a method. So no matter what you hear from me, no matter what you hear on my radio shows, no matter what you read that I post on Facebook, I know what the fuck I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. That's why I pimp so goddamn good. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Why? Because I believe in myself. Why? Because I didn't try hella shit and was successful at it. I don't mean try hella shit like skydiving and flying an airplane. No, I'm talking about hella shit. I'm going to make this bitch do this. I'm going to make this bitch do that. Hey, I ain't going to come over here and do shit. I ain't checking no money. I'm talking about that kind of shit. Bitch, I ain't coming over there and check that goddamn. So what, you got $600? I don't give a fuck. When I come over there, you better have, if it's tomorrow, you better have $1,200. If it was the day after, you better have $2,000. I don't give a fuck about your goddamn money. Bitch, I talk to my motherfucking hoes like that, but I fucks the shit out of them too. I ain't no scary motherfucker. See, and I know motherfuckers that don't fuck a bitch. That's a hoe that get up and go get you money, and you don't fuck her. You scared of that bitch. And the average nigga, they won't admit that shit, but they scared because they watch porn. And they watch them motherfuckers that goddamn fuck bitches, big long dick motherfucker that, you know, pay. You know, ain't tripping and shit. They fuckers that don't fuck they hoes, they be motherfucking mentally comparing themselves with them tricks. And this trick named Big Dick Black that's gonna fucking be fucked. You know, you can't out fuck that motherfucker. That's why real pimps don't think about that kind of goddamn shit. A real pimp kick game at that bitch. And you send that bitch out to charge Big Dick Black. Yeah, he got this big old dick, whatever. My bitch know how to fuck with that motherfucker without even letting that motherfucker put half his motherfucking dick in the pussy. Because my bitch a real hoe. That's because I'm a real pimp. And that's just how the shit go. Real brings real. See, I'll tell you what. Let's go a little further with this little scenario. You got this brown, and let's say you're wherever, whatever, fuck, I don't know what place to say. As many restaurants as it is, I can't even think of one. Okay, Olive Garden. But any motherfucking money, you know, I pull the seat out for the park, and how willingly a woman is, you know, willing to chomp on your bait. But you still have to be, you know, a hell of a fisherman to catch a bitch like that. You know, I'm not going to offer the bitch a drink when we sit down. I'm going to say two or three things to her. And then I'm going to make her laugh. And when she does, I'm going to announce that I have to go. Now, we're going to be sitting there all of 5 minutes. And when I get up, I'm going to drop my card on the bitch. And tell her to call me in an hour and a half or whatever. But before I leave, I'm going to tell her, you don't have to call. But if you don't, you'll regret it. And I'm going to smile and leave. See, conversations such as this one shows a woman you are not to be taken lightly. It doesn't matter exactly what words you say, how you break that sentence. It matters that you have the confidence in yourself enough to tell her what you're expecting. And you're telling it to her in an inviting type way. And I have to bitch bite on any one line I use. I know I'm a haver. And so does she. That's why it's so intriguing to her. See, my manners and my attitude don't match. They're different. The big difference is my belief in myself.
That's why my manners have nothing to do with who I am. I have a tenet, and I live by it. And my tenet is a principle all of you can live by, and it's very simple. I believe that what I think has covered all of the important bases I need to cover in order to think what I'm thinking. And I think like that all the time without even trying to. And I'm not going to wait for no woman to okay what I say or do. I only need her to notice and accept it. Or not. If the bitch don't, fuck her. Shit, if she do, I'm going on with what I'm doing. But I'm going to see right now if the bitch accept it, but she might not. See, you don't die because some bitch don't accept what you said. You're going to see that it really is the exact opposite. You really live, or you began to live, when bitches deny what you say. You really are going to start to live for when a woman accepts what you say, but you have to say this or that to get her to do it. I don't care one bit about a woman who has not accepted what I said to be the shit. I mean, if the bitch don't, accept what I say to be the shit, I ain't mad at her. It's just, I ain't fucking with you. Why the fuck you think I want to talk to you and you think whatever you think and it ain't my shit is the shit? There's too many bitches out there. See, if you're the kind of person who needs approval, you need motherfuckers to be okay what you're doing, then you're the right motherfucker for the women out there today. Women prey on motherfuckers like you. They prey on dudes who don't have a belief strong enough to stand on. They listen to the weak ass shit you guys be saying, and they see your insecure body language, and they see you as a mark. This is why women do what they do with you guys. It's not that they're mean. It's not that they're whatever. What it is that they have been taught by society to use every single thing they have to make sure you get the little end of the stick. I ain't mad at the bitch for doing that. You know why? Because I got two sticks. Bitch, both of them mine. And if you wrestling for 3/4 of this one, you can have it, bitch. Because I got a whole one and an extra 4. So I'm going to stay ahead. It's about how you play. It's not about how you get played. It's not about what you do, unless it's about reacting, because sometimes you do need to react. I'm a reacting person sometimes, but most of the time I'm proactive. That's why I go on the attack. Fuck with me? Oh, God damn. I had a nickname besides Rosebud. Shit, Sergeant Bud. You ain't trying to fuck with me because I ain't trying to hear no punk shit. And I'm going to call you a punk. I'm going to say every god, because you know what? I was really a badass nigga, but I could handle my motherfucking self. And at one time, I wanted to handle myself, but I didn't want to, start no fights. So I would always motherfucking talk enough shit to make whoever I'm talking shit to mad enough to swing on me. And it was on and cracking me. For one thing, I didn't start the fight. Another thing, after I kicked that motherfucker's ass, I'm going to look real good because my pen ain't going to look strong. Stupid I am. I'm motherfucking see that shit as a notch in my belt. That's the way pimps think. Everything is about him. Everything is about the win. I ain't trying to tie. You ask my motherfucking partner, Shante. Nigga, I wish I would hope you do the same as well as me. I want to do the best. I ain't got to do the best, but I want to. So, I am actually, I got a few more things to say, but I ain't got much more to say. And what I really want from you guys, since this is the Down and Dirty show, I want you to get interested, more interested in the group. Because I'm telling you guys, what we gonna learn in the group is based off the fucking confidence course. But the confidence course is seriously based off of what I know about game. This shit is really, well, it's just good. If you want to get it, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't. But I'm going to put together a Christmas package, Sidewalk University gear, RBBD gear, and we, you know, if I can, if you want it, I'm going to hook you up. But now that shit going to cost something, but I'm going to try to do it as simple as possible. Because I know everybody in my group have already spent money. And I'm not necessarily trying, I ain't trying to give you shit as far as I'll make all this shit for free for you. But if you want the shit as far as the gear, you know, you can get it. I'm going to give you a good package. Also, you know, promoting that shit too. So what I'm getting ready to do is tell you a few more things, and then I'ma just fucking cut out. Another point, I want you guys to start getting used to. I'm gonna start doing hour shows. I got way too much stuff going on right now, and maybe an hour and a half. We can go overtime. It don't really matter, but I'm not gonna be just, you know, 2 hours like I was doing before. I got too much shit going on. I'm writing these books. I'm doing everything. I'm just doing a lot of shit. So, you know, like I said or asked earlier, how do a person who's had an enormously unsuccessful career at catching women change that? You change it by making it a point to see the things in you to believe in. And if you don't have shit to believe in yourself, then that's what this shit is for. Get something. Isn't that why you listening to my show? Get something from the shit I talk. Take your ass right out after this show and spit at a motherfucking broad. No, don't do that. Spit at every goddamn broad you see. Start believing this is what you're supposed to do. You guys don't get how really powerful my courses are for you in this regard. My course is the fuel you need to go the distance. It makes you dig into yourself and pull the things I'm talking about out of you. It comes from you. Everything comes from you because of how I get you to dig into yourself, find that inner strength, and pull it out to you. And if you understand one thing, understand you are the shit if you allow yourself to develop. 202, what's up with you, bro? Are you there? Oh, fuck that motherfucker. I hate this fucking shit. Okay, I'm still here, you guys. This fucking, I don't know why it's doing this, man. It might be Blog Talk because my computer ain't been slow like this. 202, I'm going to get you whenever this motherfucker let me get you. But it's not letting me get you for some reason. God, this is fucked up. All right, but anyway, it's going to get you in a minute, man, and I'll get on with you. But, my show, when you develop it into an alpha male, if it was something any of you could do, you would have done it already. Oh, it's Blog Talk, Treon said. Okay. Shit. .202, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, bro, what's up? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say, man, I've been, you know, listening to your show. I feel like I got a feel for you, how you think, right? So
You got a what?
I said, I feel like I got a feel for you and how you move, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
When the film shoot was moving on and the videos kept coming, I'm thinking, damn, is Bud joining this nigga? But then when you broke it down, I'm like, man, motherfucker, I should have known this nigga done thought of some shit, and he's doing it in my face. You don't say shit for no reason, so I should have known that you just don't do shit for no reason.
Well, of course I don't, man, but I mean, you know, people ain't going to hear the reason of shit. They only going to hear what they think. And what everybody want to think is that I'm a jealous old motherfucker because I guess this nigga young. But everything he says ranks himself, because how can you be wise and you're so young in the game? You know, you got to be a veteran to be wise. So
that's true.
My thing is, let's forget all that, though, man. I don't want to talk about him no more because, I mean, I'm done. I called him out and he didn't come, so I'm done. You know, I already know what time it is. Nick,
I just want to say it to you. I just want to say it to you because everything you taught me about thinking, if I should have known, even if I didn't know why you were doing it, that you had a reason for it because you thought of it. That's what I'm saying.
And you're so, right, man. And that's where you got to stretch out and let your confidence make you think what you think, but believe it. Don't have a second thought. Believe that shit. Because you know me, man. I'm not going to trip. Ain't nobody going to say nothing to me that's going to make me trip. What the fuck can he call me that I ain't been called before? You know, that shit is all bullshit. The only thing that's real now is that I'm going on, and I'm going on with my Sidewalk University shit. Did you get in there? You joined?
Nah, that's it, because I don't have all of the cool shit, but I'm about to get I need to get the other two parts of 1.0, and I'm about to do that. We'll do that in the near future, like tomorrow.
Well, send me 100. I'm sending you both of them. So you ain't got to send 200.
Okay.
Send me 100. Anybody listening tonight, don't have none of the goddamn confidence course 2-for-1. Tonight only. I'm going to do 2-for-1. You send me 100, you get 200 worth of shit. And check this out,
I'm
you guys.
Right.
All
right,
brother.
Right
for sure. Hey, all right, for sure, man. I got you, too. Hey, you guys, I want you to understand where I'm coming from, man. You know, I know what they do on YouTube. I know they have AdSense and all that shit where you can make money when people do your shit. But that ain't what the fuck I'm doing. I had my YouTube for 3 years and didn't start using it until about 2 months ago. And the reason I'm using it now is because I am ready to open my school up, and I was going to be doing a whole bunch of shit about my school on the YouTube videos, but I got off on the wrong foot. But starting next year, that's what they're all going to be about. They're not going to be about none of this pimp that, whatever. It's going to be about my school shit, and that's what my video is going to be about. But in that case, any of you that have actually joined the group, I'm putting shit up, little scenarios for you to deal with right now, but you do not have to deal with them. Starting January 2nd, everything that goes up, you got to deal with, or you're going to be denied access to the group. And with that, hey, I'm gone. This was a cold-ass goddamn show.